We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in studio, as always, by former Eastern Michigan star, Super Bowl champion, and former Detroit Lion.
Well, not always. Last week, he had a bruised throat.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was
punctured.
Yeah, exactly. he is TJ Lang, also known as the phone thief. And the
I haven't laughed that hard
in a long time.
Did you hear the segment? It was great.
Well, John texted me. I slept in Friday after late night at the lodge.
That was a lot of fun again.
John texted me, and you guys were talking about it. And I knew what was happening, right? Obviously,
yes.
We talked about it Thursday night. But what made me laugh so hard was John laughing
hard.
That was the funniest part to me, was just John's uncontrollable laughter, then just talking about it. And,
I like the crop dusting one, but then when you texted Jimmy.
Oh, that was the funny. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, I quit.
Just two words. Hey, Jimmy, I quit.
I was laughing. I played it for my kids on the way down to Indianapolis. I'm like, wait till you hear this one. And they were laughing too. And every time I think about it, I start laughing. I thought that was genius.
It almost just gets funnier and funnier when you think about it. Texting the boss at 11:30 at night.
I know.
Hey, I quit. I've had enough.
Next time, you've got to let me in on it. Because I didn't know until, obviously, 6:02 when Stoney brought it up. But if you let me in on it, you can let Jimmy in on it. So we know what's going on. Then we could have had somebody here in Stoney's stead, because he said he quit.
I didn't even think about that, to be honest. And it was so late.
I knew you probably weren't awake.
Jimmy probably wasn't awake. He probably didn't see it till the next morning.
Yeah, Jimmy was asleep, he said. And it wasn't even that late. It was like 10 o'clock.
It was like 10:30, I want to say.
Exactly.
But, Stoney, he's lost so much weight, but he's still wearing the same clothes. And so, his pants are. I think the first thing I did at the start of the night was pants him.
You did.
I pulled his jeans down.
You did.
they're just all baggy.
Yeah, the bar cleared out. Wait, this isn't good for business.
He's got a belt that's like 10 sizes too big. But then he walks by and I see his baggy pants, and all of a sudden, the phone sticking out of the back pocket.
It's just, yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta try it. So I grabbed it, did a little two-finger, pulled it out, and I was like, oh, I didn't feel it. Cool. So I was going to just kind of put it on the bar and hide it from him. And as I tapped it, it opened. And I was like, no way.
No way.
Come on. He doesn't even have a password.
Not a lock on it?
I do, but it was for every 4 hours.
Yeah. No. It doesn't set for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous. And it was like the typical old man phone where the texts are like huge. So you can read it from 100 feet away.
Yeah. Exactly.
24 font.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, boy, what can we do with that? Obviously wasn't going to get out of control anything stupid, but
I can take it too.
Oh, it was awesome!
It was fun. But I mentioned earlier to John that throughout the Michigan game and even the Lions game, well, you couldn't have done it during. Oh, you might during the Lions game. I can't remember back-to-back games of those teams where I did not have one negative tweet. And John goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." Well, TJ did though. He goes, "Oh, of course." And so let's read some of TJ's tweets during the
Michigan game.
Let's see. UM defense watched some USC film last night, huh? Talking about the tackling.
The first quarter was bad.
You going to wait till 15 has 20 catches before you start to cover him?
Come on. I mean, it was like the Cooper Kupp rule. Like,
I know.
Nah, just let him run free wherever he wants.
No, we were just baiting him. Will Johnson had two picks.
Yes. JJ got to start. JJ got to start hitting his wide receivers. Accuracy has been bad so far.
Which it was early in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, one was at the feet of a wide-open dude, and was that the one they reviewed, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, Roman Wilson.
Yeah, and he was wide open. The other one did end up, I think it was Ronnie Bell. It was like 3 feet over his head.
Yeah, here's your one. I feel like I'm watching NFL teams refuse to cover Cooper Kupp.
That's how it felt. That's literally how it felt. He's the only guy they have. Yeah. Just double him.
I thought they should have doubled him from the beginning of the game because he is their only guy.
Right, yeah. Which, I mean, hey, timing is obviously important as well.
Yes.
Early in the game when, that Jones kid was just lighting him up, it's like, all right, let's maybe not wait to the second half to adjust. Like, this is their whole
Charlie offense. Sizzle!
This is their whole offense, But
that formula has really been – it's really held Michigan back.
It's like you can't say anything critical about it. I mean, it's unbelievable with him.
Well, even going back to the Michigan State game, I mean, they figured out, hey, we got to cover this Coleman dude. They did,
Yeah.
But it was like – I don't like sometimes when it takes so long.
Right.
Obvious. I don't think it should have to wait to halftime. And to Michigan's credit, they've been probably the best second half team in all of college football
this
season.
It's unbelievable.
But there's also a part of it, John, and I think you agree too. Like, you could probably make changes earlier than halftime, right? And even, Gus and I think Joel mentioned one of the first third downs for Purdue. Coming out of the second half, Michigan was running a blitz, but they were playing zone behind it, and then they mixed it up. They ran the cover zero blitz, but they played man behind it and confused Purdue. It's like that was a good adjustment, right? You caught them. You made them think about it. But there's so many times where it's like, okay, after the first drive, after the first two drives, that's probably the time to start making some adjustments.
I mean, in Michigan's defense, is here I go again, the first drive was three and out for Purdue.
Yeah. What you mean. Yeah. It just feels like it it shouldn't take so long sometimes.
I know. Michigan offensively started slow. They only scored a touchdown on their opening drive again.
Oh, what happened after that?
Yes.
We go to halftime, and it's like, what are we doing? Like, come on.
It was touchdown, punt.
Yeah,
they had four possessions. They scored touchdowns on 50% of their drives in the first half.
I'm with you. And that Ohio State, what kind of scared me all season going up to the Ohio State game was, like, playing first halves like that, you're going to run into a team where all of a sudden you're down three scores. Now, didn't happen against Ohio State. They obviously hung around in that game. But I'm looking forward to, and I'm TCU. I mean, does TCU really worry anybody? I don't want to underplay them, but that's a game that Michigan should win.
They should win, but they're good.
I guess I'm guilty sometimes of looking too far ahead and saying, oh, man, if you play like the first half like that against Georgia, you're going to be down 28-0.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's where it's like, sooner or later, I feel like that's going to bite you. And
it could.
It's just all season, it's kind of been that little, it's hung over their head a little bit.
That's what happened against Georgia last year. They had a horrible first half, and it was too.
Yeah, and by that time, it's too late, and you're going to run into one of those teams. And that's what I think and I'm guilty of it. That's just kind of what makes me nervous moving forward.
Oh, trust me, it makes me nervous. If you get down, and again, TCU, okay, we'll get a chance to talk about them for 3.5 weeks, but if you're down against Georgia by 10 points going into halftime, do you believe that you could outscore them in the second half? And that's going to be the big question.
Not against Michigan. I don't think any team can do that.
Right.
I think when Georgia gets a big lead at halftime, there's no way you're coming back and winning that game.
Yeah. By the way, you've played a lot of football, watched a lot of football. Have you ever seen the fake flea flicker before? That was unbelievable.
that was wild,
that
wasn't
was
it?
Great, I mean, that was a great freaking play.
That was awesome. It was, I've never seen that before.
No.
I mean, you see it sometimes when there's a blitz and
the
running back's like, okay, I'm not going to mess this up, but that was creative.
Yeah.
That was wild. I feel like I've seen a lot of new plays this year in college football where it's like, whoa. Like even Michigan a couple weeks ago, I know it wasn't new, but that 3rd-and-1 against Ohio State where they, I think it was a 3rd-and-1, they ran the dive and then, the running back stops, pops it over the top. It wasn't as cool because we saw Derrick Henry, I think, did it a couple weeks before
in the end
that
zone,
in the end zone for a touchdown. But even that was a play where it's like, wow, like that – kind of cool. Like, you've never seen that before.
But even the two-point conversion Michigan tried, that they scored on Saturday, where they had the whole line go to the left side. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
tight end snapped the ball.
And I, after playing football for, you know, 14 years NFL in college, I had no idea that the field goal block team could return a blocked field goal that went past the line of scrimmage, because they're all, and we sit in that meetings, John, like you do field goal, field goal, block at the same time. They always teach the defense, if the ball goes past the line of scrimmage, don't touch it. Get away.
Yeah,
treat it like a Peter, right? Get away from it. And for you hear it all the time. Peter, but that's like the call to just abandon. Like, get away. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's the call.
It's always there.
I'm like, why do they, okay, maybe it's because they can't advance it. Like, I don't know why they would do that. And I get this, you know, the thought process behind it. Hey, you blocked a field goal. You know, they don't want a guy picking it up and running fumble and whatever it is. But I'm thinking about it. I'm like, wait, if you're a DB and you pick it up, a defensive back, John, not what you're thinking, and you pick that ball up, you have to outrun 9-0 linemen, a snapper, and a kicker, and like a backup quarterback.
That's why the kick six was so easy. I'm like,
that wasn't blocked,
though. No, I know, but it was still. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, I would pick it up every single time.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first time I think I've seen a team actually pick up a block that went past the line of scrimmage.
If you muff it, now it is a block, or it is a punt, and the offense can recover it. And it's a first down.
I think I'm saying if obviously if they're covering you, then let it go. But if the ball is tipped and it goes 10 yards past, sometimes you see it go sideways. I'm picking that up every time.
The Georgia guy almost waited too long. But it was almost blown
even
dead.
His teammate was standing in front of him waving his arms like, no, dude, get away. You know, get away. And then he picks it up, and I think it was number two was like, okay, I guess we're taking it. Yeah, I would do it every single time. Because here's the thing, coaches, you know, they worry about, our defensive backs don't, you know, they don't handle the football as much. Maybe there's a chance they could fumble. They don't take into account the other guys you have to beat. Offensive linemen don't work on tackling.
No.
Yes. Kickers don't work on punching the ball out.
Like,
I'm doing
up.
That every time.
And it wasn't like it was faster than we are.
Exactly. I'm doing that every time. I don't care. Unless it's like 30 yards past line of scrimmage. If it's within 10 yards, I'm picking that up and running.
And it wasn't like it was a loose ball. The ball was basically
sitting there.
You know, there's no way he could fumble
it. As soon as he picked it up, I was like, wait a minute. Only because I've been in so many of those meetings where they're taught not to touch it. So I thought it was, hey, you can't advance it. But, you learn something new every day.
Yes, indeed. All right, great win by Michigan. Amazing win by the Detroit Lions yesterday. We'll get into that, the most dominating win they've had in a long time. 248-539-9797.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.